14 and a half before 6 o'clock. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, Christmas Eve edition, Father and Son edition. Now, Mark and Dawson Halverson here. Good morning, Doss.
Good morning.
We're working our way through the top 25 Christmas carols. What have we covered so far?
We got We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We did the Take 6 version. It was an a cappella. And Coventry Carol by Point of Grace. Didn't recognize that one. I thought it was lovely.
And those are the only two. All right, we got 23 to go before 9 o'clock. Jason Cairns has already had the vaccine, and he's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
JK, you got the vaccine yesterday.
I did, yeah. So I was one of the, I think I was one of the folks who was like, as soon as it comes out, I'm going to get it and see where the chips fall. You know, so you go in, and I mean, it's typical, really no different than what I was like getting the flu vaccine. But, you know, you have to fill out the form, at least at the clinic, fill out the form of possible side effects. And, you know, so for me, I was like, okay, let's keep watch for these. And I think the only thing that really popped up yesterday was I got really tired in the afternoon or in the evening. And, I mean, a lot of times I get tired at night. But last night I was shocked by 7 o'clock and could have gone to bed early. And that was one of the things they said could happen. So, yeah.
So far, so good, though, otherwise, yeah.
So far, so good, yeah. So in a month, I have to get the second shot, and because it's a staged procedure, and yeah, so.
What do they tell you in terms of what the implications will be for you with this?
Well, you know, so there's a lot of unknowns yet on it, you know. So when they were looking at the vaccine itself, they were looking at development of illness rather than transmission of the disease. So they're more concerned, are people getting sick if they get exposed to COVID versus can you pass it along to others? And, you know, I really would have liked them to say, you know what, once you have the vaccine, you're fine to go and visit with everyone. And that was not what they communicated. So, but what the research has shown so far is that people are not getting critically ill after they have the vaccine done. So, yeah.
Yeah. Right from the get-go, I wanted to, we're going to talk about Luke 24, but Dawson's with us here early this morning. And I told him as we were leaving the Halverson kitchen, I said, wow, how fortunate you are. I said, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and you're up during the most wonderful time of the day. Right, Jason?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. You know, and I think there's very few people that know that this
Dawson?
Is the most wonderful time of the day.
You don't agree, Dawson?
Can you list the benefits of this time of the day?
It's quiet.
Yeah.
It's still. You don't have to deal with the annoyance of lots of other people.
Yeah, no, it very much seems like the most wonderful time of the day for people who don't like company.
No, it's...
Okay, that's fair.
But it's weird because I'm an extrovert, but I like this time of the day. I mean, it's just, yeah. I like, it's still that that U.S. Army ad from years ago, and then we better do Luke 24, but that idea that we get more done before 9 in the morning than most people do all day. So I just, to me, I've always been inspired by that. All right, Luke 24, I'll tell you what it stuck out to me is just, I don't know, just here reading it on Christmas Eve, it is really nice, like reading Luke 24 on the 24th of December, and there was just, I was just struck by the color white and hope. And it wasn't just white because of the snow, but I mean, this is about the resurrection of Christ, and I just felt like in the heels of, you set aside all of the controversy, even in Jesus' time, and the differences. And it just felt new. It felt hopeful. So that's how I was struck by it.
Yeah, that's a good description. I think for me, I agree. Reading it on Christmas Eve is an interesting thing to do, and I'm glad I might do that again next year. But I was struck by when Jesus comes amongst the disciples, and it says, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. And it was then that their eyes were opened, and I thought, you know, just such a normal activity, the fellowship around the table, the fellowship around the meal. You know, he didn't, you know, do fireworks. He wasn't shooting off, you know, the cannon saying, hey, I'm here. He was sitting with his friends and broke bread and gave it to them, and then they opened him. Then, of course, he disappeared from their sight, so there was that part, but... I think so often we see Christ in those ordinary moments.
Hmm. Well, hey, a wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas to you and your family. I'm not in tomorrow, and why don't you take a day off, okay?
all right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you take a day off, and we'll talk with you again on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right.
Have a good one.
Merry Christmas. The new question, though, on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, Doss, on this Three Above Thursday, Christmas Eve, is I say this, Merry Christmas and Happy Eggnog Day. It is Eggnog Day. And I say, so tell us, do you like this seasonal beverage or not? You and I have weighed in and given it a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, at least, you know, you got it's Christmas time. I have at least a little eggnog.
Yeah.
And other people say that's gross. Keep that away from me. So where are you at? 396-1670 WWIB or the WIB Wake Up Show.
Let us know what you think.
Facebook page this morning. All right, differing reactions to eggnog this morning. And KD14 making me laugh. We're asking you on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page and on our listener line at 715-396-1670 because Christmas Eve is also Eggnog Day. So we've got two yeses, Dawson, besides yours and mine. John Fields says, yes, he likes eggnog. And also, who else? We heard from Christy. Christy Schmoke on Facebook says, yes. But KD14 using a GIF, it's Buddy the Elf screaming, no! So I liked your line earlier. Mm-hmm. For people who weren't with us, what did you say before 7 about eggnog?
You know, when you're drinking it, you have the flavor, you have the texture. Regardless of whether you enjoy it, I feel like you can respect that someone out there he hates this thing.
As you're drinking this, you're going, yeah, it's okay. But you go, oh, I can see where
no,
somebody would.
It's like, it's got enough to it that, like, you could understand someone disliking.
I like that opinion. All right, let's track through a few things that happened on Christmas Eve in history. Take us back to 1818. What happened?
Silent Night was composed by Franz Xaver Gruber and Joseph Moore.
Where does that make its way in our Christmas Carol list this morning?
Silent Night looks like... Number five.
All right, we'll get there. 1931, New York City construction workers at the future site of Rockefeller Center dragged in a 12-foot Christmas tree and decorated it with tin cans and paper. The first official Rockefeller Center tree with 700 blue and white lights appeared 2 years later. Who knew? Huh?
Yeah, crazy. No, iconic Christmas tree being first set up by, construction workers.
Yeah.
Who are building the building, or the center, rather. That's fascinating.
Days of the 30s.
Mm-hmm. 1968, the crew of the Apollo 8 entered the orbit around the moon, becoming the first humans to do so. They performed the 10 lunar orbits and broadcast live TV pictures that became the famous Christmas Eve broadcast, one of the most watched programs in history.
Here's the thing. Your dad was alive then, born in 1964, the same year Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came out, Burr Alive, the whole deal. Don't remember that at all. Like, the same, what's my earliest memory? Not that
one. Not that?
No. In 2000, the Dolphins edged the Patriots 27-24, and I think they hadn't beaten them again until, Sunday. But, no, it was another time. But the teams left the field with 3 seconds left on the clock. 36 minutes later, they were called back to the field to play the final 3 seconds. The final score didn't change.
You remember that one?
No.
2007, an inmate sued the Utah Department of Corrections for denying him his rights to practice an ancient Nordic religion while behind bars, saying that in order to properly practice his religion, he needed items including a Thor's hammer, a rune staff, and a sword.
You know, it's just the whole invent a religion thing, right? So, finally, 2014, a live Ebola sample was mistakenly sent to the U.S. Center for Disease Control Lab that did not meet safety and security standards for handling the virus. We've heard a lot about viruses in 2020. Mm. People are hopeful, and we talked to Jason Kanz earlier this morning, the first person I've talked to who taken the vaccine. He works for Marshfield Clinic. He received the first shot yesterday. He said no noticeable differences other than that he was really tired, like extra tired.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could have been the holidays. So, hey, Doss, getting some more reaction. The WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page on our Eggnog Day question. Thumbs up or thumbs down on eggnog? What's Rosemary got to say?
Yeah, she said, I thought it was disgusting for years, but decided to try it a couple of years ago. Now I look forward to getting it every Christmas. Yum. But not all of them were as positive as that.
How about Cody?
Yeah, another gif of...
somebody just dumping eggnog down the sink.
Disgusted look on their face.
There are a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of fun gifts that have to check those on your gift today. Even if you like eggnog, you're going to get some laughs out of people and their strong visual reactions and video reactions to eggnog. We're both on the positive side. So at least, again, small amounts, just a little bit, at least once. All right. So Caleb used to do these back in the day here on the Wib Wake Up Show. And he, by the way, he's approaching 10 years on this show. That's a long stretch.
That is.
And he's the sales manager promotions as well, and does so much, but committed to the morning show for almost a decade now, and used to do pet peeves put to music. And so he was able to dig up one. We've got it for you here. Now, some of the things that are brought up here during this COVID 2020 were maybe not as fully realized as past Christmases, but nonetheless, you'll get the idea. And enjoy this because we're bringing it back. Next year, we've agreed to him. We twisted his arm and said, do that some more. That's a lot of fun. We'll try to do that from time to time. So here you go. It's Pet Peeves Put to Music Christmas Rendition.
Don't tell me season's greetings or happy holidays. Getting super offended is really my forte. Don't you dare play Christmas music before December 1st. What is it with this season that just brings out our worst? Starbucks has green cups? Boycott! I just love trying to find a parking spot. I'm not sure baby Jesus asleep there in the hay would like the things I thought when I saw all that snow today. And where's my Christmas spirit? It's getting hard to find. Perhaps it's 'cause I'm standing in this Walmart checkout line. This Walmart checkout line.
I love it.
I think there's something to relate to somewhere in there for everybody this season.
And it's so, he wrote it. It's so creative. It's so fun. And so we're going to bring it back from time to time here. Be listening for it on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB.